All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1, nice to have you with us. Been a fast-paced show today. A lot of people with a lot to say. We'll revisit the conversation we had in the first hour in the 5 o'clock. I know baseball, we're going to have some news there too. And look, today, I'm the last guy. I'm sure as hell not an expert. But we're getting a little late in the game here where I feel like the media is reporting these COVID-positive athletics, you know, as if it's this end game and, well, that's it. And it's like, well, then why don't the doctors just come out and cancel the whole damn thing? Or it's safe and we just got to go through. But it's just weird. And again, maybe I'm trying to make it a very binary this or that thing. Guilty as charged. I just feel like even when I heard Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is, he's incredible. And again, he hasn't been 100% right on everything, but he's the best we got. You know, he sat there in one article and basically said, if you don't go into a bubble, I don't know how it's going to happen. But then he talks about how he'd go to a game. I'm going, you're 79. What are you doing? I don't know. You know, LSU with all the COVID positives, Clemson, all of it. And you're going, okay, where are the adults in the room to say, look, we're pushing on, or just shut it down. This is not safe to do. And then, yes, maybe it's not a good comparison. I've just compared the whole thing to colleges in the fall. You sending your son or daughter away to school. I mean, it's very similar. Oh, yeah, well, they're not blocking, you know, Greg Jones. No, but they're college kids living in, you know, brick cruise ships. They're college kids. They're on a campus. You don't think that's a breeding ground? So it's just this weird space we're all living in. I don't mean to, believe me, I don't have the answer here. I take it serious. I just kind of, I'm looking for guidance on this stuff. And look, I've been very upfront with you guys. I mean, when I leave the house and when I run errands or do the things I've got to do, it's always mask. And when I'm doing things with people, it's outside. Nothing inside. Am I ready to go inside to a restaurant? No, I'm not. Am I going to go to a gym? No, I'm not. But I'm also in a different risk group. I'm almost 40. I'm not Stoney's age, but I'm a different risk group than a 19-year-old quarterback at Clemson. So I try to take it serious. I don't know. So let's pivot to this. We'll get back to that. Bubba Wallace. A noose was found in his garage at Talladega. And I'm not a NASCAR guy. I don't pretend to be. I don't. All I know from doing some research, you know, obviously Talladega is a big race. I know he races for the Richard Petty team, legendary driver. Bubba Wallace is the only black driver. Finds a noose in his garage. It's a disgrace. I mean, it's just a disgrace. The FBI's gotten involved. It is a stark reminder of where we are as a country. And I know what you're going to do. That doesn't represent the great people of Alabama. You can just keep it. It represents enough people in this country, and specifically enough people in the South, that it's a reminder of how far we have to go. Now, Bubba Wallace today, and you can check this video out at 971theticket.com. The minute I mentioned it earlier, Evan had it up on the site, so go check it out. I mean, it's really, I'm going to call it both hard to watch and moving, if that makes any sense to you. But before the start of the race, the rest of the drivers pushed Bubba Wallace's car to the front of the grid. A very powerful gesture. And, you know, Wallace is crying in his car. You have this united front by the drivers and pit crews. It's a very powerful message. And look, this idea of NASCAR banning the Confederate flag, this idea that Bubba Wallace has been very outspoken, I know it only takes one horrible person to do what they did and put that gesture, that threat, that hate in his garage. I know that. But it's not the belief of one person. I mean, you have a lot of people, and I was talking to a friend who works for a different media company across the country, and it was, you know, go look at social media. Go look at the things people are saying about Bubba Wallace, about NASCAR, the hate that they spew behind their keyboard, the hate speech, you know, that's out there. That's real. It's incredible. You just don't think it's possible in 2020 that is a headline you're going to read today, a noose found in the garage of a NASCAR driver. And I only wish the team he raced for was better. I only wish we could cheat, give him a souped-up car, have him lap the field seven times over, and have Bubba Wallace go win the damn championships and make all these racist heads explode as a black man wins the championship of NASCAR. I know that we can't do such things. We can't rig it that way. But it's just, I don't know. I guess you don't think we can stoop lower, and then we do. You don't think it's possible, but it is. Also, you know, over the weekend, you catch up on Ryan Clark, who's very good at ESPN, former Giant, former Steeler. His son plays for Arizona State. There was a very nasty situation where his son was out with a couple of teammates at a chain restaurant. There was not an altercation, but it was a verbal sparring. And let's call it what it is. N-word was being hurled at them. 2020. Okay? Ryan Clark talked about it, got emotional about it. This is the world, man. You want to know why so many people are so angry? You want to know why so many changes are needed? And I know what's going on out there. Like, you can deny it, but let's be very, very real. In white America, there are a lot of conversations, and maybe it's unspoken, but it's going on between the 5 inches between your ears. You know, I'm sick of hearing about this. You know, enough of this already. You know, it's really not that bad. I know that's what's happening. You know that's what's happening. And perhaps you listening to this right now, you're having that very same reaction. But when you see things like what Ryan Clark and his family went through this weekend, when you see what Bubba Wallace has dealt with over the past 48 hours, it's a stark reminder that it is that bad. I mean, it's a statement of a sad reality. But that was a really, really cool video. You can watch it at 971theticket.com. It was it's moving. Because you're talking about NASCAR, you know, the epitome of like redneck, southern, Confederate flag waving. Call it what it is too, okay? Racist. Like, it's just the epitome of all the things that this nation needs to get away from. And they took a bold step as a sport because they knew they were going to upset their customers. Banning the Confederate flag. The response, a noose in a driver's garage. It's just like, come on, man. Really? Really? Couldn't adapt a little bit, could you? But that's, and again, I said this. A couple years ago, I went down to Mississippi to go to a football game. Now, I have spent minimal time in the South. I don't consider trips to places like Miami or Atlanta the deep South. They're still big cities. The deep South is like Bumpkin, Florida, right? Like Ocala. Or you go to Mississippi and go to a football game like I did. I will tell you, they're ass backwards. You still feel the racial divide. I spent a weekend down there. and they're all fine having black people work certain jobs or be certain places, but I'll tell you where they weren't. They weren't tailgating, and they weren't in the stands enjoying the game. The racial lines are drawn, and you feel it. Straight up. And that's not cool. And I talked about it when I got back, and I've cited it several times since. That's not to say across the board that everyone's racist or everything's bad. I'm just saying it's a very real thing. So imagine what it's like in the places you never would go or you wouldn't be able to find on a map. That's the problem. So, I don't know. I mean, Mike, David, please. I know you've both seen the video. I know you have thoughts on this issue. So, please, chime in on it.
I definitely have thoughts, and I'm going to give my thoughts when we return because it's kind of lengthy, my thoughts.
Wow. You know, sometimes you can just sit back and learn from others. That, my friends, is a radio tease. Well then, let me just tell you about Buffalo Wild Wings. Holy David, wow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.